Good morning to Jason Kansas to start the best 5 minutes of the day.
Good morning.
Looks like you got some more good pictures over the weekend.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. I did a little bit of hiking at the Dunn County Barrens on Saturday and drove around for a little bit yesterday. It was fun. I came over this hill in the country, and there was a group of about 25 turkeys standing in the middle of the road doing some sort of courting procedure, and they didn't want to move. And so I just got on my camera and started taking pictures as they stood there and just inched closer and closer until finally they decided to get off the road. But yeah.
Huh. Interesting. And now where were the turkeys?
Somewhere probably around Jim Falls area.
Okay.
Yeah, I was out in the country. I don't remember exactly where it was.
All right. Look at you kind of traveling around, Mr. Hiker, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we were kind of texting back and forth the beginning of the Iowa-South Carolina Women's National Championship. Iowa came out strong, but, South Carolina just too much for them yesterday.
Yeah, you know, so for people who don't know this, I did go to the University of Iowa for my PhD, and so it was a very disappointing loss yesterday. It was a really good game to watch. It was fast-paced and intense, and Caitlin Clark in the first quarter was amazing, but you're exactly right. Watching South Carolina through the rest of the game was wonderful. And just to see the coach of South Carolina's character. Dawn Staley. She, her congratulations of Iowa and Caitlin Clark, and it was just an excellent game.
You know, I've called a lot of girls' high school basketball over the years and had seen it rise up here. But on the college, just here over the last couple of years, I mean, wow, it's gotten the eyes of the nation here with, Caitlin Clark. And really, the upset Iowa had of South Carolina a year ago, I think, is what kind of put them on the map and drew the eyeballs,
Yeah, for sure. And I'm hopeful that it, and Dawn Staley said that, too, that there's a hope that it just kind of continues to raise the game.
Yeah.
And I think it will.
Hey, it's our Single Mom Saturday, our fundraising week. The actual event, April 27th, it'll be the third annual. We raised like $19,000 the first year, over $23,000 in year two. And it's certainly garnered. We get a great head start from our generous sponsors who people will be hearing about and have been. But I know for you, I mean, this has always been one of the things we do that is near and dear to your heart.
Yeah, definitely near and dear. You know, having grown up with a single mom, that was... the support of the community was always essential. I think so often for single moms, there's a loneliness that comes with that. I know for my mom, there was times where it was, how am I going to make ends meet? And so those sorts of things. And so any support, whether financially or through encouragement or prayer, I think is just really important for those moms.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so, again... This is the big the fundraising stretch through Friday at midnight. And so whatever you can do, be praying about it. We'll be bringing you maybe some of the audio from past years to kind of connect with you about this. But, if you can do something, we would greatly appreciate it as well. You'll hear more. All right. Hey, we're up to we're working through the resurrection chapter, as 1 Corinthians 15 is known, verses 29 through 34 today.
Yeah, it says, if the dead will not be raised, what point is there in being baptized for those who are dead? Why do it unless the dead will someday rise again? And why should we ourselves risk our lives hour by hour? For I swear, dear brothers and sisters, that I face death daily. This is as certain as my pride in what Christ Jesus our Lord has done in you. And what value was there in fighting wild beasts, those people of Ephesus, if there will be no resurrection from the dead? And if there is no resurrection, let's feast and drink, for tomorrow we die. Don't be fooled by those who say such things, for bad company corrupts good character. Think carefully about what is right and stop sinning. For to your shame, I say that some of you don't know God at all.
All right, and tell you what, tomorrow we'll deal with what you had to say about that.
Okay.
How about that?
That sounds good.
Anything strike you in reading that scripture there?
No, I had a friend once who made a sign for her kitchen that said, let's feast and drink, for tomorrow we die, and because she wanted something from the Bible. And I said, I don't know that's the direction you want to go with that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you later. You bet.
He He's back from Ethiopia, the stand-up comedian Pastor Drew Frelick, but you're not in Michigan. You're not in Detroit. Where are you, Drew?
So I'm in Indiana. We don't like to stay in one place for very long, you know.
I guess.
Do you remember Shane? You remember Shane from the Larry Crabb conference?
Yeah, you showed me, sent me his picture, and I responded back, "Hey, Shane."
So we're at his house. We drove down to Indiana. We're here for the eclipse, and you know, now great state of Indiana.
Is Shane?
Here we are.
Is he a friend, or are you related in some way?
Oh no, we're not related.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a friend.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we could be cousins, though. He is from Arkansas. I can tell.
Oh boy.
There's probably some bloodlines crossed at some point. So
we didn't need to go there. All right, listen. I want to hear about the Ethiopia trip, but I mean,
that's going to be a long.
That's going to be unpacked on future visits. But it's the eclipse today. Is that why you're in Indiana?
Yeah, so we drove down, you know, my wife, she wanted to drive down to Toledo. It's going to be, like, just horrible traffic. And I was like, why don't we go see Jen and Shane? They're right there in the middle of the eclipse path. And the kids were all excited, so we drove down. And I'm still dealing with Ethiopia jet lag.
Yeah.
And last night, I don't know what was going on, but our kids were awake all night. I feel like we couldn't have slept less if we had been, like, just sitting in airplane seats the entire night. So we're gonna have a very drowsy eclipse here in Indiana, but we're gonna do it. You know, it's gonna be fun. I did want to say one quick thing about Wisconsin, Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know we always say, like, oh, the great state of blah blah blah, the great state of India. You know, we never say, like, ah, it's a mediocre state.
Right.
We're very nice. But my brother, he's a salesman. He travels around. He went to Wisconsin 2 weeks ago. And he got back, he gave me the report. He said that Wisconsin is basically exactly like Michigan, but nicer. So
there you go.
You could hang that on the wall there.
Wow.
At the WIB radio station.
Just
basically
like Michigan, but nicer. That's great.
Great
line.
That's the review. That's the Yelp review for Wisconsin.
We will.
My brother's a very tough critic.
Yeah, no, we'll take that. Let's try to get your brother on a future future visit, okay?
Okay, we'll try. He's very busy in the morning, but that would be hilarious.
Yeah, let's see. We've had your son. Did we ever have your dad? We talked about your dad.
No, we haven't had a dad. All right. You want to say hi to Shane real quick?
Sure. All right.
Hello.
Hello from the great state of Indiana.
Hey, hey Shane, good to talk to you again. It's been five years. Yeah.
A lot's happened since then.
Absolutely, and Drew is as fun as ever, I bet, right?
He really is. Yeah. Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Hey, great. We wish you all the best, Shane, and take care, okay? Enjoy the eclipse.
Thank you, Mark. We'll talk to you soon.
There we go. From Indiana today. You never know. Kind of touring the Midwest on WWIB.
And that is our focus this week. Again, we started off on Saturday, moved through Sunday, and now 5 days left for this week's one week only on-air drive for Single Mom Saturday, as we are trying to build as big a fund as possible, starting off with the matching challenge from our sponsors, trying to double, maybe even triple that, if God wills, by this Friday. And normally this is when we do kind of a weekend recap, Halvel, but we actually want to go back a couple years and go to a weekend recap we had after the very first Single Mom Saturday.
Let's do it.
So again, this is from just about 2 years ago, after the first Single Mom Saturday, hopefully reminding us about why we do this.
I usually bat lead off and I kind of recap my weekend, and then Caleb does, but forget that this week, because Single Mom Saturday was Saturday, and I think we want to hear about that.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity to share, and again, we posted some pictures on Facebook. I know now everybody's on there, and Facebook doesn't show everybody that as well, too, but we wanted to give you a report, those of you who took such an active role in prayer and financially and making this event possible, along with so many sponsors. And so it started out at bright and early, 8 a.m. at Bloomer Tire Center, and so we met the moms there, and several of them were getting oil changes because their vehicle was due. So again, we get them set up and then we loaded them onto the coach bus from Cobeson and then several of our vehicles as well too. And met a great driver, Barb from Cobeson. And it was crazy as it turned out later when Carol and Michelle were explaining what the day was about. To our driver, she broke down in tears and said, I was a single mom for 11 years.
Wow.
And after that, we took everybody to Micon Cinemas. I just have to give a shout out to Mike and Connie. You know, in the movie industry, Friday nights, that's a big time, right? So they were there late on a Friday night with so many people, late showings and things like that. Got up early, opened the entire theater, especially just for our group, and gave every single mom, every single child their choice of pop and popcorn as well, too. Again, there's nothing better than the smell of a movie theater full of popcorn. So they opened up special early just for us. And then we all saw Sonic 2, the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie. And I was a little worried, wondered, well, would the older kids like it? But they all thought it was just a great movie, which was a blessing to my heart as well. Because we knew that there'd be some wind for sure, possibly some rain, Crossroads Church in Chippewa Falls graciously opened their facility to us. And so we had the event there. They have a big gymnasium where we set up all the inflatables from Rock and Roll to Go Plus. Mark and the crew are just fantastic with entertainment. And so once the movie was over, again, we bussed and hauled everybody over to Crossroads Church. And then it was just 90 minutes of sheer beautiful chaos with as much fun as you possibly could have. So we had the Tasty Trolley food truck there, and again, barbecue pulled pork nachos and pretzels and regular nachos and walking tacos and lemon slushies and all sorts of things, so everybody could get whatever they wanted from the food truck. And Joseph's Cheesecakes, he brought in special cheesecake cupcakes for every single person there, plus extras.
Wow.
And there were even a couple special young men there that I loved meeting, and they had some special dietary needs because of their health. Mm. And so he made a paleo and a keto cheesecake specifically for them so they wouldn't feel left out.
Wow.
So, Chef Nick, I thank you for that. And again, we had the huge inflatable Spider-Man obstacle course.
You've been wanting that one.
Yeah, I really wanted that, and that's the one that we got. And then there was a smaller bouncy castle with a slide for some of the younger kids. But, I mean, they just went on that obstacle course again and again and again. Wow. And we were just able to hopefully entertain them and have fun. Kevin's juggling in balloons. Speaking of entertainment, he was there. I have no idea how many balloon creations he twisted that day along with his juggling. But, I mean, everything from American flags to giraffes to beautiful, like, flowers and roses to an octopus. I mean, they're just...
He's so good.
And again, just some great conversations, too. Melinda Gardner from Apple was there, and Carol and Betsy from Evenings, and Terry and Michelle. And just to be able to chat, we mentioned before, it's a lonely road to walk as a single parent. And so just to be able to... talk with these single moms.
Toughest job in the world.
Yeah. And of course, we have the goodie bags as well, too. Some of the highlights of that, $250 in gas cards, all sorts of food.
These bags were huge, Caleb. They were huge.
And books and CDs and Bibles and Wib swag and just so many different things. Mason Shoe Outlet Store in Chippewa Falls gave every single mom and every single child a pair of shoes for the day, too, that they can pick up this weekend. So they got to put the sizing information, all that. And I feel like, man, I'm going on and on, but just so many things. But there's no way I can possibly in words describe what that day was like. Just as we post on Facebook, there's no way with pictures we possibly could describe. But if I can share one final thing, this happened before the end. And of course, at the end, $19,000 we were able to surprise these single moms with the vehicle repair fund at Bloomer Tire Center and cap everything off with that, hey, anything your car needs now, in the future, it's taken care of by people you may never meet this side of heaven.
$1,900 a piece for each of the 10 moms. Yeah.
But they love you. They want to bless you. They want to honor you. And this wasn't a charity case. This wasn't, we see that you're in need. This was, we want to bless you and honor you for that incredibly tough road you're walking, and we want to come alongside you. And just the one thing that I wanted to share at the end was, again, we had a wide range from a one-year-old all the way up to 15 years old and with the kids. And we had around 30 people with the moms and children for all the events of the day. And there was one young lady, she was the oldest one who was there, and she was 15. And, you know, I noticed she went to the movie and got the food from the food truck, but wasn't really engaging with the balloons and the inflatables and all that. And I just kind of thought, man, did I miss the mark in terms of engaging this young woman? Should I have done something more? Did she feel bored? Did she feel like this was, again, a charity event? Did she feel embarrassed? Was she just like, oh, this is just for kids? You know, should I have done more to try to make her feel welcome? And before she left, though, she walked up to me and handed me this note. I've got it in my hand right now, Halvlin.
Yeah.
If you've seen an iron cross before, she had hand sketched.
Wow.
A beautiful, beautiful iron cross while she was at the church surrounded by roses. Again, this is absolutely gorgeous.
Powerful.
And she just walked up to me, didn't say a word, this quiet, reserved teenager, but handed me this beautiful drawing. But on the back, she'd written a note. And she said, I came here and I felt my worries slip from me like a coat. Thank you for holding them for me. And friends, that is the heart of God for this. That we can bear each other's burdens. And we do this for the moms, yes, but we have no idea what some of these kids might be carrying the weight of the world on their young shoulders. And so if we can surround them and embrace them and say, even if it's just for this Saturday, we have a safe place here where you know that you're loved, where we can hold you and remind you that God is holding you close and that he loves you, that we wanted to minister to these families, but instead it's our hearts that came away so full, as always, when we try to surrender what we do to God. And so all I can say to him, most of all, to all of you, is thank you. Thank you for being part of the beautiful work that God is doing in the Chippewa Valley in Western Wisconsin, in the lives of these families. Thank you. That's from 2 years ago, the very first Single Mom Saturday. By the grace and blessing of God, it came back last year, and we are praying for his grace and blessing again this year through you to bring it back once again, and we're asking you to respond. We're asking you to give, to help, WWIB.com, right at the top of the page. You can see the big red bar there. If you are willing to give to help us, again, make this possible, help make this vehicle repair fund as large as possible. And I'm hoping maybe we can finish off the $1,000 challenge from Saturday before the end of this hour, if God would will. I know I was kind of praying a little bit this morning about maybe a goal for today, and maybe we'll get to that later, because honestly, when it was kind of impressed on me, a goal for today, I said, Lord, that's way too big. And you know what? I kind of got that gentle slap back, and it's, is anything too big for me? Well, Halvlin, we were talking a little bit off the air about maybe a goal for this first weekday of our Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Matching Challenge. Again, our business sponsors, $6,675 given, and urging you all to Lord willing, double or even triple. I mean, that would be wonderful. But it starts off, again, we got to take baby steps to get going. And I'm hoping maybe even before the end of the hour here, we could finish off a goal that Saturday Sam Aberle started. He was trying to reach $1,000 before 20 the Countdown magazine at 1 p.m. on Saturday, and got $200 before then, just one gift all day long on Sunday for $50. Thank you so much. That was from Rhonda, who gave a gift in memory of her mom. Thank you so much, Rhonda. So that left $750 to try to reach that initial goal, and we got a $25 gift from Tiffany. Thank you so much. So that means $725 in the next 26 minutes, if possible, to try to finish off that first $1,000. And thank you so much to Cece from Bruce, who gave an early gift of $1,000 to help us get on our way. But can we get that first $1,000 raised during the actual week of? We need 725 by 8 o'clock.
All right, let's do it. Yeah, fantastic. Go to WIB.com, click on that banner on top of the page. You can read more about this, and you can give safely and securely there. And, you know, I'll tell you what, Caleb, I don't know. I've been praying about this. I've been thinking about this. But as we're here, I just want to jump in and say my mom and both of my sisters at different points have been single moms. And so it's hit home, and maybe you can relate. And so I'm going to put 75 in. So let's lower that 725 to 650.
Thank you.
25 for each one of those. And I know it's just a little. I wish I could do way more. I wish I could do 7,500. But, you know, if I'm going to be responsible with commitments I've made, 75.
Well, and the thing is, too, Havel, again, we're going to play this song from Matthew West from the Gift Offer album this month, Kingdom Things. And I was thinking, Sam played this on Saturday morning right after he talked about this. When we have our eyes on Christ and we're following hard after him, I think those kingdom things, that kingdom mindset comes naturally. And we're holding more loosely onto what we have. We're loosening our white-knuckled grasp on the things that we have. And we're saying, open hands toward God, take it out or put something in, it's all yours. Our money, our time is not ours, but his. And so we're just asking people to respond. And maybe that's $10. Maybe that's $1,000. Maybe that's, again, saying, I can't give a thing, but I can pray. And we're asking you to respond in some way, in some way right now.
Yeah, let's do it.
Again, if you are able to give financially, if you just want to find out more about this too, wwib.com/singlemomsaturday, or we've made it as easy as possible. There's a big red bar, big red banner to click on right at the top of the page. Can we get $650 given in the next 24 minutes? Maybe that starts with you. Don't wait for someone else to do it. The Lord's tugging at you. Would you respond? 7:43, and I thought two songs there. Oh, no one's responding to our challenge. Well, thank you so much, Randy from Stanley. A gift of $100 for this special surprise vehicle repair fund for this year's Moms for Single Mom Saturday. Thank you. Thank you so much, Randy, for that. That means we're $550 away from our goal with time. We still have time, right? 16 minutes left before 8 a.m. and hoping to get another $550 given as we try to finish off that $1,000 challenge from Saturday, Sam Aberle. So $550 left is what we need. And maybe that's 11 people giving $50. Maybe that's one person giving it all. I don't know. But if you're willing to find out more and consider, prayerfully consider a gift, would you go to wwib.com/singlemomsaturday? We want this to be as big a surprise, as big a blessing as possible for this year's 10 Single Mothers for Single Mom Saturday. We only have 1 week, and so now just 5 days, less than 5 days left to do this. So our very first goal of this week here on the WIB Wake Up Show is to try to hit $1,000 before 8 a.m. wwib.com/singlemomsaturday, or just get to WIB.com and it's right at the top of the page. Well, thank you so much, Halvo, to Ann. Ann gave a gift online at wwib.com, $50. Ann from Eau Claire, $50 for our Single Mom Saturday Vehicle Repair Fund. And then we also had a pledge via the phone as well for another $50. So praise the Lord, we made that
way
goal
to go
of getting to yes. that first $1,000 plateau before 8 a.m. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. What a way to get things started here in the week as we want to do everything we can for these single moms, April 27th.
You mentioned you played this earlier, and it bears repeating again, and we'll have a goal again here for the 8 o'clock hours. We want to grow. We want to be greedy in a good way for this. we want this fund to grow as large as possible to just bless the socks off this year's 10 single parent families, these single moms who've been nominated. And so this is a testimonial from one of our moms from the very first year, year of Single Mom Saturday. This is Lori. Listen to what she said.
Hi, my name is Lori, and I benefited last year with the Single Moms Day in such a way I barely have words to just say how helpful that was for my family. We're still using money for auto repairs. I try not to waste it. It's helped me make sure that we have enough food in the house and clothes for the kids and shoes. I just thank you is not enough to say how much that meant to my family and my kids. Thank you so much.
That's just powerful. I've heard that twice from Lori today, and it's just really, there it is. That's the message. Yeah. That is the message of this week as we're trying to raise the funds for these single moms.
We just want you to feel something, right? To not walk away from this week where, yes, we're going to be talking about this a lot, unashamedly so. But you hear Lori there and saying, hey, having these funds for the vehicle repairs that I can lean on, and how she says, I try not to waste it, but that allows them to have food.
Right.
That allows them to have shoes, clothing. I mean, a lot of times I think we can sit back and say, there's got to be a government program for that. There's got to be, you know, some other way to take care of these folks. And we can be so callous, and we don't realize there's a lot of people that are slipping through the cracks. And you know what? We ask the Lord to bring us the right people each year. And we're just praying that this year's moms will be very, very blessed, just like Lori was.
Uh-huh.
And so if you'd be willing to respond, WWIB.com with your gift of any amount and have a, we know sometimes things slow down as people get to work and drop the kids off at school, but prayerfully, would 10 people before Focus on the Family today at 9, would 10 people, any amount, maybe it's $10, maybe it's $100 or $1,000, I don't know who's listening, who God would direct, but would 10 people respond in the next 51 minutes here, 10 people would say, hey, I want to help. I want to help bless single moms like Lori was blessed 2 years ago.
WWIB, well, a lot going on today. I mean, we've got the We Are Messengers concert tonight at 7 at the Pablo Center. Looking forward to that.
You can still get tickets for 25% off.
Yeah, wow. Way to go. Yeah, Jonathan Traylor, I've been hearing about his high energy. And Darren Mulligan's praise for him almost kind of took me aback. I mean, he talked about he may be the best performer in Christian music. So
amazing.
Yeah. And then Ben Fuller has been here. He's fantastic. And then We Are Messengers. Darren just so impresses me. But it's also Solar Eclipse Day today. And this is causing quite the stir. This is the most traveled for event of the year, Caleb.
Yeah, well, I think people, again, are driving to say, uh-huh. You mentioned earlier, southeastern Wisconsin, where yeah. You might be able to view it well. And so people are saying, hey, let's get in the path of this so we can see it, because it's rare.
It sure is. In fact, the next time we'll have a total solar eclipse, August 23rd of 2044.
And that eclipse won't be as accessible as this one. The path of totality in 2044 will only touch the states of Montana, North Dakota, and South Dakota. But it is a good excuse to travel there, I guess.
Those states already trying to prepare for the oncoming rush then. Meanwhile, when the moon's shadow obscures the sun, it may seem like the perfect moment to steal a glance at this cosmic event. However, the allure of the eclipse can be deceptive, as looking directly at it can lead to solar retinopathy, causing irreversible damage to your eyes.
Experts are clear the risk of eye damage during a solar eclipse is significant, no matter what a presidential candidate might say.
Yeah, that's right. Is it safe to drive during the eclipse? It is, but don't drive while wearing eclipse glasses.
And if you thought your trusty welding helmet or goggles could double as eclipse viewers, you might want to think again. Anything below a shade 12 filter won't provide enough protection for your eyes during the eclipse, so be careful.
That really gets my attention. Really, a welding helmet isn't good enough.
It just shows how powerful the God is who made the sun.
Yeah.
And moon and stars, right? So
I hear you. I mean, you talk about a personal infinite God that Francis Schaeffer would always describe the Lord as, and this idea that it's exactly 93 million miles away, not too far, not too close, just right, day, night. It's crazy.
It's incredible. So again, We Are Messengers, Ben Fuller, Jonathan Traylor tonight. Again, for a few more hours yet, you can still get your tickets 25% off WWIB.com under the events tab or WIB.com/We Are Messengers. And eclipse day today, but let's not overshadow, pun intended, the fact that this is our first weekday of Single Mom Saturday. And we have a goal this hour, trying to get 10 people to respond in some fashion financially, your gift of any amount at WWIB.com, right at the top of the page for Single Mom Saturday. And we did hear from one from Elk Mound, Amy from Elk Mound, Havel, with a generous gift of $100. Thank you, Amy.
Yeah, and she says, my mother was a, capital letters, amazing single mother to my brother and I. She was always so loving and giving. I'm so thankful for the family and friends she had as support. I'm thankful for WWIB and all you do. You've been a blessing to my family over the years. Wow, that one just, it really hits you.
Thank you. Thank you, Amy. So 9 more. Could we see 9 more the next 36 and a half minutes before 9 more before 9? Could we see you respond? Thank you for considering that.
Well, Caleb, if I haven't said it already, happy National Library Week.
Thank you so much. I intend to celebrate.
Yeah.
Also have books too.
In honor of National Library Week, some facts about librarians. Around 1.3 billion people visit public libraries every year.
There are about 126,800 librarians in the U.S. New York has the most, with 12,360 librarians.
Wow. I still remember the name of the librarian at my elementary school in Wauwatosa, Miss Wyckoff. So Happy Library Week to her. They're about elsewhere. Want to work for the CIA? A library degree might be your ticket in. At the CIA, you can earn up to six figures working in their library.
I'm just waiting for a Netflix show called The Librarian, and it's actually about the CIA. Right. That would be awesome. I'd watch that. As long as you keep it clean, Netflix.
Yeah.
According to a Pew Research Center poll, 78% of American adults feel that public libraries help them find reliable sources, more so than the internet, maybe.
Yeah, the New York Public Library contains around, get this now, 46 million items, though not all of them are books. It houses a 16th century globe, an original copy of the Bill of Rights, and a Honus Wagner baseball card, largely considered to be one of the rarest in the world.
If I ever get the privilege of going to New York, yeah, I want to see a Broadway show, but I'd really like to go to that library.
Yeah.
I really would. At the end of the 19th century, library work was considered to be too overwhelming for women. My goodness.
Yeah.
Wow, we were really sexist back then. And in 1900, the Brooklyn Public Library Association proposed building, quote, a seaside rest home for those who had broken down in library service. Good dear gracious, wow.
Melville Dewey, who invented the Dewey Decimal System, probably a lot of people thought it was Educator John Dewey. No, Melville. Also believed that women would have a hard time working in libraries because of their supposed poor health. Wow, that's interesting, because when I think of librarians, I'm sorry
most
if it sounds sexist, I think of female, although there are plenty of guys who do. And I got to just say hats off to my wife, because she helped start a library at the school we worked with in Liberia. And for some of my kids, I had a ninth grader who said, "This, I've never been to a library before." And so there's just so many things we take for granted in America, and access to a library is certainly one of them.
Yes. So thankfully, those outdated ideas began to disappear 100 years ago.
Yeah,
so
right.
Good. Thank you to our librarians. It is National Library Week. And thank you as well, Halvo, again. Looks like we need three more.
Yeah.
We've been asking prayerfully that the Lord would supply 10 people to give whatever amount he would impress on them for Single Mom Saturday. Again, WIB.com right at the top of the page, WIB.com/Single Mom Saturday. But if you get to WIB.com, big red bar right at the top. Thank you, Melissa from Excellent, who just gave $100. Thank you so much. And then Rhonda, we heard from Rhonda from Chippewa Falls, who gave $100 toward this surprise vehicle repair fund. Thank you.
You guys are so generous. You're capturing the spirit of this. It's not unfamiliar to you. You've heard it a couple of years ago and then last year. And what can we do? Again, if maybe on the way out, we can, A and B back and forth in terms of our generous sponsors, because they've kind of given us a foundation to kind of work off of.
Yeah. And so, again, thank you. Thank you. And three more. God blessed us to be able to reach the first goal in the 7 o'clock hour. Our goal this hour was to have 10 people respond. Seven have. So, again, in just over 5 minutes, will three more people respond at WIB.com/Single Mom Saturday? We're not going to suggest a gift. You give what the Lord lays on your heart to give. Thank you for giving as generously as possible to these single moms, 10 nominated this year, as in the past 2 years as well. We hope to just bless the socks off them with as big a fund as possible for vehicle repairs. What a privilege it is to be able to deliver that surprise.